Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. I almost did like the normal intro because the last couple of weeks I've been at home in the home studio where I'm like the whole I'm not a bagpipe player thing, but didn't do it. I know you get that when I'm in the studio. I'm glad to be back. It's awesome. In fact, the way things are going, this might be 2 weeks in a row that you get an episode of me in the studio. So again, always, Shandell rocks. She is the best, but I'm glad to be back with you. Thank you for your feedback, specifically 2 weeks ago when I talked about maybe starting an extra podcast. I'm still doing some groundwork on that. If I do it, I want to commit to it. And it's tempting for me to be like, oh, I got to make sure it's related to business or something. But I really think that if I launch that podcast, it's going to be just for fun. So I'm putting the feelers out there. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We'll see about that. And then it was fun last week talking about what's going on with Twitter, X, and Elon Musk. The feedback on that was awesome. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. We continue to progress towards 500 episodes. Not quite sure what we're going to do when we get there. Got a little ways to go, but that's going to be in early 2024. But as always, thank you, guys. You watch, you listen, you subscribe. Head on over to YouTube. Definitely do a like and subscribe on that. I appreciate it a ton. But here's what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing, you know, because I'm fortunate enough to do a lot of in-person business networking and I'm part of a lot of masterminds and groups like that, I'm experiencing some very discouraged business owners and entrepreneurs, business professionals. I am. And guys, I get it. It's not easy. You know, what you want to do is a good thing. You want to build your business and you want to provide revenue for you and your family. I mean, what you want is a really, really good thing. And it's frustrating when you're not hitting your goals. In fact, right now, some of you are afraid you may never, ever hit your goals. You're like, am I ever going to break through? Am I ever going to make the money? Am I ever going to be able to accomplish my dreams or take the vacation or provide for my family? I get it. And here's what I got to say. To a certain extent, because you haven't achieved them, it's not completely your fault. It's not. There are things that you can do, but it's not an easy environment right now with the economy and 7.5% inflation and with all that's going on and people are hesitant to spend money and then people aren't they're committing and they're not following up. It's not that easy. It's really not. It's not. It's not completely your fault. In fact, some of you may have experienced online that there's some people specifically who don't want to see you succeed. Some of you don't, some folks don't want to see you break through and accomplish your goals, or some people even want you to fail. And I'm sorry for that. It's discouraging when you've got these great goals and these things you want to do with your family and everything from personal fitness all the way to personal finances, and there are people who are actively rooting against you. And I'm sorry for that, guys. It's not easy. But I want you to have some hope. I really do. When it comes to these personal goals for your business and finances and life, like I want you to know that you can start over every day. And that may be like, I don't want to start it every day, guys, but every day is day one, guys. Every day is different. I know we want to build momentum, and I encourage building momentum and creating your own opportunities, but you still wake up every day and you got to decide what to do. And I want you to know that if things have not gone well and if you haven't worked as hard as you should have or you haven't kept the commitments you've made or if there are people who want to see you fail, it's totally okay to start over again on day one. And I want you to know that I'm here to help. I want this podcast to be a source of encouragement for you. I want I do one or two coaching videos every day. I put them on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and my private Facebook group. I put them all over the place. I want them to be sources of encouragement for you. I want to provide free seminars where you can come and learn everything from mindset to marketing, whatever the case may be. I want to provide all those things for you so that if you've got to start over on a day one and you don't feel like you have it, that I can provide some encouragement for you. It's part of what I feel called to. I mean, when the company's called Capitalized Marketing and our theme and our motto is Capitalize Your Best, I believe that within you, that you have a gift and a quality that when you grow it and express it and you find your target audience, you're going to succeed. Even if it's not business related, I believe you have qualities and characteristics that when you grow and you nurture them, you're going to flourish. And what I'm called to do through Capitalized Marketing is help you find that quality and that characteristic and then give you resources and tools and tactics and strategies to grow that quality, those characteristics, so that you can either accomplish a personal goal or you can grow your business or you can find your target client. I tell my folks all the time and my clients, listen, if you have a target client and they match up with your qualities, when you capitalize on those qualities and those characteristics and they learn about it, they're going to want to do business with you. And the greater that your target client is aware of your characteristics and what's best about you, the greater those things happen, the greater the opportunity is for you to grow your business. Even if it's just a personal goal, the greater you capitalize on what your strength is, then you are going to greater be able to accomplish that. And I feel called to do that. It's very much part of Capitalized Marketing. It's part of our Capitalize Your Best coaching program. It's part of what I see myself doing every day. And listen, I get it. There are days I get tired and I just don't, I'm sitting here talking to someone and I'm struggling to pay attention. It's not their fault. It's maybe I haven't renewed myself as well. There's days where I get tired just like anyone else. But I also know that every single day is day one, and I got to wake up. I got to grab my cup of coffee, and I got to go running. And I got to put good content in my head. And I've got to prepare myself physically, mentally, and spiritually before I walk out the door. And I got to know what my day is full of. And I got to remind myself of my goals and my calling, which I just shared with you. And then when I interact with people, that's what I'm living out. So then when I get home with my family, I renew that. We're like, you know what? I'm called to be with them. And the best for me with them is to be present and to find out how I can serve them and listen to them. And if I do that, I'm best able to express myself as a person, as a family, to my family and to my business and to all of you guys. So I want you to know if you're discouraged right now, it's okay. It happens. It's not completely your fault. It's really not. In the areas where you do have control, you need to have control. In the areas where you need to have discipline, you need to exert discipline. In the areas where you need to know more, you need to go get educated or hire a coach to give it for you. In the areas where you need promotion, you need to either do it yourself, have someone to help you do it, or give it away to someone else. But guys, it's not completely your fault if you haven't succeeded, but in the areas where you do have control, you've got to exert wise control. But you have a quality, a characteristic, and a best that when you live out that quality, that character, and best, when you nourish it, when you grow it, when you express that then to the world, they respond to that thing. And you find the ideal target client who is lined up with that thing that's best about you, and you guys are able to come together and do business together. And you're each mutually better because of it. If it's a personal goal, you got to live out that quality and that strength, and then you got to put together a plan to live out that personal goal. Financially, it's a matter of matching up the ideal client with the personal best. Guys, I feel very much called to continue to do exactly what I'm doing here. I don't have any loss of momentum, even though there are discouraging days. I feel very much called to help you find out what that best is and grow it. And then find a way that you can accomplish your goals by living out that quality and that best that's yours. I'm honored that you listen. I'm honored that anybody reads all the content I put so much content out there. And I want it to be encouraging to the people that it finds its way to. So what do? Again, every morning I renew myself. I treat everyone like every morning like day one. I remind myself of what I'm called to do. I enable myself through mind, body, spirit to grow and be prepared, and then I go live it out. And then when I get that time with my family at home, I do it all over again, but I do it for them. In fact, what I'm going to do when I leave here is I don't have a big window. I've got like 45 minutes, but I'm going to sneak away and grab lunch with my family because I get an opportunity to do that. That renews me. That makes me present with them. So guys, listen, it's not completely your fault. What you want to do is a good thing. There are forces and people maybe that are not trying to help you, but it's okay. It's okay. There's resources out there, and I want to be one of those resources. And today, the best thing I can do for you is just encourage you. You got it. You got great qualities. You got great characteristics. There's the best about you. Nurture it, grow it, capitalize on it, live it out. It's going to give you joy day in and day out. And don't be scared to treat each day like day one. Guys, today's message is just one of encouragement, exhortation. I'm not going into long details. It's just, I want you to be able to look at this and go, I can listen to a 7 or 8 minute message that's encouraging, and that's what I hope it is. And then we're going to be back next week with some fantastic content that will cover those things. And I'll let you know if I start that extra podcast because I'm really thinking about it. I just haven't decided. Guys, reach out to me if you're interested in learning more about the Capitalize Your Best program. We can help you grow what is best and help you capitalize on what you've been gifted with. Whether that's personal or business, we can help you do that and help you reach your goals. I'm honored to do it. I'm honored to play a part in it, and I can't wait to help you with it. So, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thank you for liking. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for subscribing, and I'll see you again next week. Thanks, friends. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
How do you shorten the time it takes to buy a car? Car buying just got easier. Pohanka365.com lets you complete as much or as little of the car buying process online. Pohanka365.com. Car buying simplified. Anytime, anywhere.
Small business owners, you should be praised for wanting to grow your business. That's a good thing, and not everybody has the guts to do it. As a business owner myself, I know you've overcome obstacles that people don't even know about. Hi, my name is Gordon Duncan, the owner of Capitalize Marketing and Consulting, and I want you to know that if your business hasn't grown like you want it to, it's not your fault. If it's not COVID getting in the way, it's ridiculous things like changing social media algorithms. You're right in thinking that very few people are doing small businesses any favors right now. But Capitalize Marketing and Consulting is here to help. We've created a 90-day course that is guaranteed to grow the revenue of your business. It will give you the tools that you've been looking for. And as a certified coach, I would be with you along the way. If you would like to learn more about our program, just visit CapitalizeYourBest.com and get started enjoying the success you deserve. Again, that's CapitalizeYourBest.com, and I can't wait to celebrate all you accomplish.